It's a warm and mostly sunny day across large parts of Victoria today, so people will be out and about as much as they can, but we're expecting dangerous swell conditions to develop throughout the day. In Melbourne today, it's a blue sky condition. We're expecting a top of 30 degrees, so people will be out as much as they can. And if people are heading to beaches, we want you to be aware that we're expecting a high energy swell to develop. Now, this won't look like much when you're actually on the beach. The waves aren't supposed to be particularly significant in terms of height, but they're going to be very powerful. They've got a lot of energy behind them. So we want people to take care and be aware that this potentially dangerous swell will develop. And I'll pass over to Surf Life Saving.
So is that, that's today?
That's today.
That's specifically today?
That's just today.
And then tomorrow, is that supposed to continue?
Well, it's wet. Not okay. As much. The yeah. The peak period swell right. Will be today.
So that's more like the today storm.
Yeah. Right. I'm doing you. Reverse chronology.
Yeah.
Hi there, my name's Liam Cricker and I'm the General Manager for Life Saving Services at Life Saving Victoria. I'm here particularly to talk about the swell forecast and particularly over today. So we know we have some stronger swell coming in today, not particularly big, but it does have a slightly longer period. Now this normally means is that swell is a little bit more powerful and can be very unpredictable. Particularly for those individuals that are heading to the coast, whether that be to swim, to rockfish or to boat, we encourage you for the swimming part in the first instance to try and seek out patrolled locations. When you're going to those patrolled locations, please swim between the red and yellow flags wherever possible. If you are rock fishing, bearing in mind that these swells are very unpredictable, make sure that you are wearing a life jacket at all times. Never turn your back on the sea and choose the location that you are going to be attending. For boating, again, make sure you are wearing that life jacket and that you are preparing for a day out on the ocean. Make sure that your equipment is ready and serviced. These are the bits that are going to keep you safe when you are heading to our coastline.
Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by long period swell?
So basically, the long period, as I understand it, means that these swells have a little bit more time to generate energy. There's a little bit more of a gap between sets, which means that when the swell does hit the shore, it may be in very periodic phases. So you might have a period of calm and then suddenly a large number of sets which may sweep you off rocks or create rips unexpectedly.
And why is that so dangerous, I guess? I know we've had pretty cool weather lately. It's warm today. People are probably wanting to get out. What do they need to look for?
Good question. It's dangerous in the fact that when people are heading out to locations that aren't patrolled or don't have red and yellow flags, the sea can be very unpredictable. We should always prioritise our safety when heading out to the coast. Now, a prime example of where we've seen these sorts of swells have significant impact is the Bush Rangers incident not that long ago where a number of people lost their lives. We really encourage people, whenever they're heading to the coast, to please head to patrolled locations and swim between those red and yellow flags. That is always going to be your safest. Prioritise your safety when you're heading to the coast. If you're rock fishing, wear those life jackets. Never turn your back on the sea. Keep yourself safe wherever possible.
Thank you, sorry.
No, that's all right.
Just throw you a call.